Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You can live a long, healthy life if you're HIV positive. With the current treatments, we can get patients down to being undetectable.
The array of options is so much greater today.
U equals U. Undetectable equals untransmittable. If someone who's HIV positive, they're taking their medication, they're undetectable, they're not able to pass HIV to their partners. Do it for you, Montgomery County.
Your HIV treatment is their prevention. Get more information at doitforumc.org.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Yo, what's happening, Rush Nation? Welcome to evening two of Free Agency Frenzy, second day of legal tampering period, and I'm here, I'm flying solo, I am all on my Jack Jones. So I'm going to run through some of the day two transactions so far. Few things have gone down. I'm going to leave Murph and Rich to sort out the weeds from the flowers tomorrow. But I'm going to run through the headlines, give my thoughts on what I think is important from this lot, and then just get you on your way with a short, sharp, swift one. So we'll start with New England. They are spending money at a ridiculously fast rate. In less than 24 hours, the Patriots have guaranteed over $137.5 million. That places them second in NFL history for the most guaranteed money in a free agency signing period. It could well be theirs before free agency officially opens at 4 p.m. our time on Wednesday, because the record is currently held by the 2020 Dolphins, spending $147.2 million. So that is well within sights for Bill Belichick, who appears to be throwing absolutely everything at this free agency period. New England have signed tight end Hunter Henry to a 3-year, $37.5 million deal. $25 million of that is guaranteed. Hunter Henry, as we all know, was previously with the Chargers. They didn't tag him, so he was let go. This comes, basically 18 to 24 hours after signing Jonnu Smith. So immediately, that Jonnu Smith tip of mine selling him yesterday, if you didn't sell him instantly, he almost becomes, I don't know if you can sell him now, it's just a hold, basically. I think the initial thoughts I saw all over Facebook and so forth were that the Patriots two-end tight end sets is back, the Gronk and Hernandez with Jonnu Smith and now Hunter Henry. But, you know, they've added some pass catchers as well, as we know. Nelson Agholor has gone there. Rich brought this up in our group chat earlier, and I imagine he'll mention it on the pod tomorrow, but they're basically one decent wide receiver and a quarterback away from being contenders again. So are they going to trade up in the draft, or are they going to go after Deshaun Watson? But I'm sure Murph and Rich will break that down better tomorrow. So my Denver Broncos, I mentioned it yesterday, Von Miller, his club option was still open, and so was Kareem Jackson's. And Jackson's was not taken up, so Jackson is going to hit the free agency market, whereas the Broncos have exercised the $7 million guarantee option on Von Miller's $18 million salary. So Von Miller will be back for 2021, which is great news if you are a Broncos fan like I am. The Jaguars are expected to re-sign cornerback Sidney Jones. However, the Jags are going to be signing former Seahawks cornerback Shaquille Griffin. It's a 3-year, $40 million deal with a chance to make $45. This one's surprising for me because Griffin was one of the best cornerbacks in the league last year, had probably his best season since being drafted in 2017. Once Richard Sherman left, he was easily the number one corner on the Seahawks. For me, is predominantly one-sided and only plays one side of the field, so doesn't necessarily shadow. But that was the same with Richard Sherman when he was there. He used to play one side. Griffin slotted in nicely next to him on the other. But it does mean that Griffin will pair with a first-round pick for 2020, CJ Henderson. And that's two great young corners that the Jags can build their secondary around. They do need help, but the fact that they've re-signed Sidney Jones, they've now got Griffin and CJ Henderson, that's a pretty decent pairing for Urban Meyer to build on going forward. The Bengals have agreed terms on a 3-year deal with former Cowboys cornerback Chidobe Awuzie. Former Panthers tight end Chris Manhertz has reached an agreement on a 2-year deal which is worth $7.25 million. And that includes $4.25 million guaranteed. So that's with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So the Jags are also making a splash because the next one is the Jags as well. And that's that the former Ravens defensive end Jihad Ward is signing with the Jags. Now Murph's been going on about how the Rams are way over cap and he's not sure how they're going to get under the cap space needed to do the deal that it did yesterday, but it's all about restructuring this year for NFL teams, and we've seen it with Mahomes and Kelsey restructuring their deals so that Joe Tooney could be brought on board and probably somebody else. And the Rams are no different. They're restructuring deals for cornerback Jalen Ramsey. That created about $12 million of space. Robert Woods, that's another $8 million they've saved there. And then apparently Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald's conversations should be done soon, which means it'll get them under the threshold. It's just, for me, this is smacking of players taking less, like the Patriots, Tom Brady did, in order to build a better team. But is that necessarily good for business as a player, because the salaries will be coming down? And I know that's in line with the salary cap coming down this year, but next year is expected to go up. So these players are going to be on a lesser deal personally going forward. Is somebody just going to turn around at some point and say, nope, I'm not taking a team-friendly deal. The NFL, as everyone knows, is not for long, and I'm going to try and make as much money as possible. So for me, if somebody does turn around, I think they're well within their rights. But then also, we've seen players in the past make really good use of taking lesser money to build a team around them. The Colts are tendering All-Pro special teams player George Odom, and that's at the right of first refusal tender. The Packers have just tendered restricted free agent cornerback Chaedon Sullivan. The Vikings will be releasing defensive tackle Shamar Stephen, who went from third tackle in 2019 to nose tackle in place of Michael Pierce last season. We felt that that was going to happen when Dalvin Tomlinson was brought in yesterday. And don't forget, Danielle Hunter will be back next year. Well, I know he's an edge, but it just adds a bit more depth along that line there. The Cowboys have agreed to terms to re-sign cornerback CJ Goodwin on a 2-year, $3.5 million deal that includes $2 million guaranteed. I'm going to leave the Buccaneers till tomorrow, but I'll run over it quickly. The Bucks are actively having conversations with Ndamukong Suh and representatives for Noodle Legs himself or Playoff Lenny, depending on which day you speak to Murph, Ryan Succop and Antonio Brown, and that's per sources. Defensive end Tyson Alalu is agreeing to a 2-year, $6 million deal with the Jaguars, formerly with Pittsburgh. Now, the Packers have placed a second-round tender on tight end Robert Tonyan. It's worth $3.384 million. So if another team makes an offer, the Packers have the right to match it or receive a second-round draft pick. Now, what we saw from the Packers last year draft-wise was a joke. Robert Tonyan provided Aaron Rodgers with another outlet as opposed to just Davante Adams. We've seen that Aaron Jones has now been given a contract, so he will be there again for Rodgers. But is Tonyan the guy they want to get rid of when they don't necessarily have a massive receiving core? Now, Devontae Adams is still there, as we all know. Devin Funchess has re-signed the deal. Don't know if that adds anything, really. Are they going to get somebody in the draft? But for me, I'd be keeping Robert Tonyan. You know, $3.38 million. It's not a large amount for somebody who was fairly productive last year. And if Aaron Rodgers is going to be making a push for the Super Bowl again, then give him all the weapons that he can possibly know and use. And Robert Tonyan, he does know. So for me, I think the Packers should just, obviously, they're willing to deal him, but I'd just be paying him for 1 year and seeing what we had. The Raiders are releasing Pro Bowl center Rodney Hudson. So the Raiders offensive line was their biggest strength, and a few weeks later, Trent Brown, Gabe Jackson, Richie Incognito, and Rodney Hudson are all gone. The O-line in Las Vegas is now completely dismantled, so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens there. The Cincinnati Bengals aren't done. They're signing the former Steelers cornerback Mike Hilton. The Browns are signing former Falcons first-rounder defensive end Tack McKinley to a one-year deal. The Texans are signing former Patriots third-round defensive end Derek Rivers. And there's a few teams that have yet to acquire a free agent from a different team. That includes the Bears, the Bills, the Bucks, the Colts, the Eagles, the Falcons, and the Rams. Sorry, I missed Packers, Saints, and Seahawks. Apologies, the list got away from me there. So yeah, that was a brief breakdown of all the news from today. Murph and Rich would do a much better job of getting down into the weeds, as I said earlier, and breaking this down. But for me, tight end Hunter Henry at the Patriots. Had it have been him or just Jonnu Smith, then the way they're building and the possibility now that we might see some sort of surprise in the draft or free agency or trade is, you know, one tight end there would have been fantastic. We have seen two tight ends be productive, but that was a long, long time ago. And I'm just a massive fan of the Jags signing Shaquille Griffin. I think it's a great move to help mentor CJ Henderson, but also you get two really good first-round corners who are both really, really young. So when we had the new no-fly zone in Denver, that was two great corners, and I think it's a great way to build around your secondary. So yeah, they're my two takeaways from this session. Hunter Henry, arrow down, and then Seahawks defense. I like it a lot. So short and sweet, Rush Nation, apologies for that. I know you don't want to hear me waffle on about all of this stuff, so I'll leave it to Murph and Rich tomorrow to break it down properly. But until tomorrow afternoon, as always, enjoy free agency and keep rushing.
HIV is still an issue in Montgomery County. The more open we're able to talk about HIV, we treat it like any other health prevention.
PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. People who are not HIV positive, who may be at high risk for contracting the disease, this is a good choice for you.
It's just a way for you to sort of take control and say, I'm going to do this to protect myself. Do it for them. Do it for you, Montgomery County.
Learn more about PrEP, the HIV prevention medication. Visit doitforyoumc.org.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.